is the incredible importance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places in the life of a Yid. Which means, even in order to deal with the subject of Yisurim, and why there's Yisurim in the world, we first have to understand how Choshuv a Yid is. Ad kenei kach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to destroy the whole world for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is prepared to give up all his Shabbosim for him, he's prepared to give up all his Torah for him, he's prepared to give up everything just to keep this vegetable Yid alive for even 1 second. That's how incredibly important a Yid is. If you don't understand that, you can't really start beginning to understand the subject of Yisurim at all. Because you're going to think Hashem's out to get you. You won't recognize that the Yisurim are coming as a tool in order to masakan a person. As we said, that a person can masakan his whole life in 1 minute. That's why 1 minute life is so precious. Because in that 1 minute, the Jew can do tshuva and masakan his whole life. You deprive a Yid of 1 minute of his life. So what's 1 minute out of 120 years? What's the big deal? No, because that 1 minute he could have done tshuva mi'ava and turned every avayah ever did into a mitzvah. That's the minute of life that a Yid's worth. So that's really what we've built up to now. If you guys come here, you'll have to start at the beginning. We start from the beginning and we talk to you through the whole Sefer. Till you get to the end, which is where we're about to be at now. If you're the same person after you've been through the Sefer, there's something very wrong with you. So you're coming right at the end. But never mind, we're on Perek Dalet right at the end of the Sefer. We've never got that much longer to go. Hayesurim Keshlichus. Let's try and understand Yesurim as Shlichim, as agents. There is nothing more precious in front of a Kosh Baruch Hu like a shliach who goes about doing his shlichoso. He gives his nefesh to fulfill and do the shlichus that he was given. Shino Chachomim in Bamidbar Rabba, Ein Chachomim na Kosh Baruch Hu shliach hamishtalech la'asel mitzvah. There's nothing as precious in front of a Kosh Baruch Hu's eyes as a shliach who goes about doing mitzvahs. The nice and natural he gives of himself, kadesh yitzliach b'shlichusay, in order to succeed in his mission. Chavivus yaseira noedes, the shliach hanoise natural kadei latzliach b'shlichus. There's an extra type of belovedness that a Kosh Baruch Hu has for a shliach who gives his nafsha, let's see what that means, in order to fulfill, in order to successfully fulfill that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has asked him to do. Shliach HaMakayim et Shlichusoy v'Mesiras Nefesh. A shliach who fulfills his mission with Mesiras Nefesh u'mizgaber al kol ha'kashim ha'ne'arim in b'dayte li'bitzu ha'shlichus, and withstands and misgabers and strengthens himself despite all the difficulties that come around to prevent him from doing his shlichus. Oyivu lifnei makom, he's very beloved in front of Hashem. Well, you get a job to do and you do it. It wasn't too much resistance, wasn't too much friction, and you did it and it was over. And you're a good boy and you get full brownie points and then done what you had to do. But there's another type of shlichus, where you set out on the shlichus and there's just another problem and another kasha and another difficulty and another issue and another problem, and you withstand and strengthen and you go and you go and you go and eventually do what Hashem asks you to do. You can't compare those two different missions. Avraham Avinu on the way to do the Akedah. It wasn't hard enough that Hashem asked him to take his son and shecht him. Yeah, that wasn't hard enough. Yeah, but along the way he had 10 nisoinas within the one nisoin. Yeah, the Yetzer Hara mamash beat him up and the rivers flooded and it was impossible to do. And there was a big Moira Heter not to carry on, right? When things start getting tough and you don't want to do something anyway and it gets really tough, so then But if you withstand that, if you strengthen yourself, there's nothing more beloved in front of Hashem than that. That's Chanukah. That's really the message and the beauty of Chanukah. The amount of the serious nefesh in Chanukah is quite dazzling. You know, see the Midrash dealing with Chanukah, what the Yidden had to sacrifice. It was unbelievable.
And Dr. Rav Sivara spoke about this.
Yeah, he spoke in Klal, but you look at the Prat. Well, what Yidden did was when the Greeks came along and said, right on the horns of the your cows, there's no God or whatever, everyone just sold their cows. They all just sold their oxen. When they came and made them write three on their doors, everybody dismantled their doors and lived without doors, even though it meant like being, that's real, the serious nefesh, right? There's no cheese for breakfast, guys. Yeah, no more cheeseburgers. We sold our, that part of burgers, right? So you had cheeseburgers in those days, yeah? So they had to sell their cows, so no more cheeseburgers. That's it, finished. No more milk, no more yogurt, no more fruit peas. That's it. That's big Mercedes Nefesh. Etc., etc., etc. It wasn't for 1 or 2 years. The Greeks were around for how long? It was a long, drawn-out war. Anyway. Kafisha Indian Mizbaev. Sham b'midrash, ein zerayon moisri greida, elahu tofes es mekoyme gamba aloch lamaisa. As explained in the midrash, this is not just a nice, added little bit of, a person does a bit of mesilas nefesh to do the mitzvahs or whatever. Nice sort of hashkafa vort. It actually has its roots in halacha as well. The tzidus shem arachi also la adam lahaflig the svina, but that gimel yomim rav Shabbos. It's a halacha that 3 days before Shabbos, a person shouldn't go on the boat. Shouldn't get onto a boat 3 days before Shabbos. We call Malkum the Shliach Mitzvah, Hutel Tzeis L'Shlichus Mitzvah, U'la'atlik B'Svina Filu B'Erev Shabbos. But for a Shliach Mitzvah, somebody who's going on a boat in order to go to a mitzvah, he's going to do Pidyon Shvuim, or he's going off to do some mitzvah or whatever, he can get onto the boat even on Erev Shabbos, where he knows it's going to be Machal Shabbos. Kiven Sha'in Lecha Chobiv Na'kosh Bokul Chashliach Shemishtalech La'asit Mitzvah. Because there's nothing more beloved in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes as a shliach who's going out to do his mission, to do the mitzvah, moisa nafshe b'shlichosen. He's giving up his nefesh, he's being moisa nefesh to do his shlichos. Linin ze yesh chavivus kol gedoyla. In this aspect, there's a belovedness so great, as she afligu b'lashoynem v'amru shliach v'mitzvah doiches ha-shabbos. The lashon that's used, the shliach mitzvah is doiches ha-shabbos. I don't know why that's so special for Shias. We say that any Oisek mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. Any Shliach mitzvah is doich a sukkah, is doich a lot of things. We see Shabbos is the big one. I think the biggest raya comes from Shabbos.
What mitzvah are you talking about here?
He said any mitzvah. He's a Shliach mitzvah.
So you're going to have a Shabbos?
He can get onto a ship. No, he can't get onto a ship on Shabbos. He can get onto a ship before Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos. The loch is you can't get onto a ship 3 days before Shabbos. Right. But if it's Shliach Mitzvah, you get on even an Erev Shabbos. Don't think you're on Shabbos. For Beguch Nefesh, Pidyon Shvuim, you can start your car and you can drive to the airport. You get on a plane, you can do what you want. Many cases of Furrah hiring a plane on Shabbos and flying a patient to America on Shabbos. Yeah. That's Beguch Nefesh, Abad. That we said, that's not a problem. We're talking about a Shliach Mitzvah. So he's on his way to do what? He's on his way to buy Sefer Torah for the Kehillah. Shliach Mitzvah. They get onto boats and they have Shabbos. Could be. We see that you say that he shouldn't get onto boats 3 days before Shabbos, because he shouldn't be on a boat on Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's not because it's going to be Machal Shabbos, is it?
Why? What's it for?
No,
I think
it's
going to
be something that's special
on the Kavod
Shabbos or
Oni
Shabbos.
So that's also the Raisa. Kavod Shabbos is also the Raisa. Yeah, you mean which malach is he doing? Yeah, no, not necessarily an availing their malach. But it's definitely not a...
Which
part?
But as he did that, that's coming out. Not to be medayak in like what Tal is with, but he's using ahav like to be oyev and also to be chaviv. I mean, like...
The midrash uses the word chaviv.
Right.
Chavivus is a very close, intimate closeness.
Just in terms of definition, though.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. You might have to be terribly medayak in terms of it, but it says chaviv. I mean, chaviv is. I'm not enough of a grammatist or a linguist to know what chaviv is. We'll have a look now. Let's go a little bit later. You'll see. But you're right. I've told you that right in the beginning. It's not a rishon. And this midrash has to be understood as well. This is a midrash. You've got to learn this midrash like you learn any Tanoic source. It's got to be learned with the full thrust of Talmudic thought processes. I agree. Yeah. In Pasha Shalach, Reim B'Divra Chazal Eilu Yosod Ve'Evin Pina Lashkofes Chaim Olamoy Shel HaYehudi. This Vasemes and Hashem Yishmul see from this midrash a cornerstone, a foundation stone of a shkofa of what the world of a Yid is supposed to be. Kol Yehudi Hishliach Hashem. Every Jew is a shliach of Hashem. Why are you in this world? To do what Hashem wants you to do, right? Don't ever think you have for yourself. You're the shliach. You have to do what Hashem wants, not what we want. The kach haim avarim. This is how the Sasemes and Hashem Yishmul explain this. Be'etem kol Yehudi Hishliachu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'kayem Et Mitzvot Hashem Ba'olam Hazeh. Why are you in this world? To be a shliach of Hashem, to do the mitzvah that He asks you to do in this world. Hadam poil amarot sheini yodei ma b'duk alav lipoil u'letaken b'chayav. We do what we're supposed to do, even though we're not exactly 100% sure what we're doing, right? Yeah, we don't really understand what Olam Haba is. We don't understand what a Kosh Bocha wants from us. it's a big challenge. Of course, Baruch Hu wants me to do, to put on tefillin. Fine, yeah, but let's be real. Yeah, we don't really understand tefillin so well. However much we understand tefillin, but we don't understand tefillin that well. We're not exactly sure what a Kosh Baruch Hu wants from us. We're not exactly sure what is going to create for me in the Olam Haba. We don't know what Hashem wants from us. We don't really know what's going on, but we know that we're shlichim. You've got to do what you've got to do, right? Nishmasa yada migavei meraimim mitachas kisei hakavod. You have an neshama that comes from Amish Tachas the Kisei HaKavod, which was carved out from that very high spiritual mystical world, which is called Tachas Kisei HaKavod, whatever that world is. It's where the, if you want to know what it is in just simple terms, it's the interface between the Creator and the created. There's a thing in the world called Yeshmi Ayin, right? There's a thing called nothing, which is really everything. That's Hashem, that's the Ein Sof. And from that came this created world, right? So at some point there has to be an interface, right? You want to see this in your head? When you have a thought, that thought came from nowhere. I mean, it came from somewhere, but it came from a world where you haven't got access to the thought, right? And that's in your head as a thought. So there must be some point where it went from being no thought to thought. Correct? That point has to exist, but you can't go there. You can never ever grasp that moment. Correct? Because before it becomes a thought, you're in the world of no thought. And the minute you grasp it, you're in the world of thought. But there must be an interface. Your das, your inner knowledge, tells you that there has to be that place, right? That's where our neshamas come from. That's called Tachas Kisei HaKavod. That's where Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Creator, comes into a world where there's things called creations. The Yesh Me'ayin had to at some point interface between being Yesh to being Ayin. Correct? That's called Tachas Kisei HaKavod. That's the Kisei HaKavod. It's the interface between the what we call the Yud Kei Vav Kei and the created world. It's in very simple, basic Balabatish terms. So you have an Neshama that comes from a pretty hard place, right? Very hard place. El Olameinu Hashefel V'Amalei B'Sevel. And you come down into this world, which is a very lowly world. This is a dark, dingy world, which is full of suffering, v'nisoynes, v'chalivim d'nikim. So the world that's full of troubles and problems and suffering and turmoil. Ki yadu v'tzoyech matara misyemes. This neshama comes from its high place into this lowly world for a very specific purpose. The shlichus miyuchedes, a very specific mission. U'b'kol ha'esu b'kol shah yesh la'adam tafkid v'shlichus miyuchedes n'es Hashem. And every moment he's alive in this world, he has a very specific, unique mission that only he can do, by the way, that comes from Hashem. In order to fulfill his purpose, he has given the opportunity to reveal the Ratzon Hashem and also to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem. That's why we are. Shabbos, he may olam haba. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is the purpose of creation. Represents why the world was created. The world was created for Olam Haba, not for Olam Hazeh. And Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba. Okay? Ain bo yisurim v'ain sevel. There's no yisurim and there's no sevel on Shabbos. Correct? Everything just runs smoothly on Shabbos, right? The kid never gets sick, the blech doesn't go out, everything, you know, pops never burst. Shabbos is just like, it's hard to know who he's talking about here, but anyway. In Yeshiva, you don't know what this is. In Yeshiva, Shabbos is main olam haba. Someone should tell the children this, huh? Kol kula oinek. Shabbos is one big 25 hours of oinek. Correct, Ezra? 100%. Vehine. Pamaim rabbis, chalefes bilobe shalaiva machshava. Very often, there crosses a person's mind the following thought. Ma liu letzorezu. What do I need this for? What's all this sorrows for? What do I need all this pain and suffering and difficulty for in this world? What do I need it for? It would have been better if I just lived in Shabbos. What do I need the 6 days of all this trouble and shit for? The Lord teared us a goof, but the Lord teared us a nefesh. We'll have all the bothering of the nefesh and the goof and the worries and the sevels and the problems and the kashim and all that. What do I need this for? Ha'isim etzliach nidod ha'isetoy. First of all, if I have all these worries, I could learn much better, right? If I don't have to worry about this and this and this, I'd have yishuvatas. I could learn much better. Because that's what Hashem wants. He wants me to learn, right? Just make it easy for me and then I'll learn. Oh, could I mamash daven well? If I had $1 million in the bank, Hashem, I wouldn't be worrying about panasa. I'd daven glatt. Yeah, Hashem knows if you had $1 million in the bank, you wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. Yeah? The reason you daven is because you don't know where the next meal's coming from. But these thoughts cross their mind. Laver es Hashem v'simcha v'tuv leivov, the ikka avoida that we have in this generation specifically, to serve Hashem v'simcha v'tuv leivov. That doesn't mean jumping up on vans. That's not simcha v'tuv leivov. Simcha v'tuv leivov is a very deep concept which this whole book's about. L'shem ma'ala alit yaseh b'yusurim ha'el l'ama b'ni sayinus. What are people suffering for and withstand these sayinus? What do I need this for? V'nira shelakach romozim chazal b'l'shenim ha'kodesh v'ayimrit. And this is where chazal, this midrash, comes to answer that question. Shliach mitzvah doiches ha'shabbos. Shliach mitzvah is doiches shabbos. What's pshat? Shlichus ha-mitzvah shenitna la'adam kan b'lam hazeh. This shlichus, this unique shlichus, this mission that we have to do mitzvahs in this world. Keshula matzavcha haruchani l'midoisecha l'tfiim shalacha u'largecho l'tavosecha. They very specifically tied and matched to your spiritual situation, what's demanded of you spiritually, to the midas you were given, to your natural tendencies, to your habits and your physical desires, your tithes. In the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at this human being, this Jew that he created, very specific cholet with a very specific recipe. Look at the Dom of the Ochet Tzadikim, he goes through and shows how this all gets balanced and cheshboned out. Everybody gets a completely different soup. Everyone is a different soup to everybody else. Yeah, someone gets a bit more pepper, less salt, more potatoes, more beans, depending on what he needs to do in this world. And it's very carefully calculated. Based on who you are, Kodesh Baruch Hu also works out how much suffering and how much problems and how many loads you have to bear and difficulties you have to deal with. It's all calculated in order for your specific purpose in the world. This is your unique mission in the world. You have to know that this package that Hashem gave you is very beloved in front of Hashem. Much more precious in Hashem's eyes is if you served Hashem the b'chinas what's called Shabbos. Just complete oinek, everything just runs smoothly, you have no problems, everything runs glatt, everything works the way it's got to work, everything fits the duke, everything, you never miss a train, the bus always comes on time, yeah, you never get, you know, the wrong account, everything just runs glatt. That's b'chinas Shabbos. Imagine if you had that kind of tafkid in the world. That's what it means, shliach mitzvah. The person who's a shliach mitzvah, who's suffering and going through all these difficulties, that's is doicha Shabbos. It means that pushes aside Hashem's desire for that the world should be Shabbos. Ultimately, Hashem wants us to have Shabbos. But He wants us what? He wants us to earn the Shabbos ourselves. Because if you get it for free, then you're always eating the bread of shame. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in order to bestow good on us. What's the ultimate good? Having a relationship with Hashem. But if you get it for nothing, Hashem could have given it to us for nothing. Why do we have to work for it? Hashem could have given us just Shabbos. We're going to be with Hashem, which is where we came from. We were Tachas Kisei HaKovod, we're going back there, so what have to come here for? Because when you're Tachas Kisei HaKovod, you didn't earn it. There's always an element of, hey, I got this for free. There's something lacking in the good. It's not the ultimate good. The ultimate good comes from when you worked for something. And that's why that's Beiches, this matzah of Bechinas Shabbos. When a person lives with the correct hashkofas, that all the suffering he's going through is a very specific shlichus, specially designed just for him. He is much more able to deal with all the emotional difficulties that escort him. When a person is suffering, you know what thoughts go through our head. If a person understands the Hashkafa properly, he's able to withstand and go through those problems and deal with those problems in a much more functional way for the reasons that we're going to explain as we go weiter. So that's the basic yusur. You have to know that these difficulties and problems in yusurim that come to us have a very specific purpose, and they're specifically designed for each person in order to fulfill his unique purpose. And not only that, but they so choviv in Hashem's eyes that it was worth him creating this whole world, which would have been taking the world as it was. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila. The machshava rishona was Shabbos. Yeah? Sof ma'aseh, what Hashem creates at the end, which was Shabbos, which was the thing he had in mind right in the beginning. What is it like that in Torah? The end result was always the first thought. Kosh Boch has a thought to create something, then he creates it. What you get at the end was always the first thought. That's how Shabbos created in the world as well. So Shabbos, which is really what a Kosh Boch wants. What is the Kosh Boch waiting for? He's waiting for us to get to Olam Haba. He wants us in Olam Haba more than we want to go to Olam Haba. So he's sitting there waiting for us to get there, but it's worth for him pushing off Shabbos and putting us into a world which is really doime, sheisha, simu, tafeh, malachtecho, bear the burden. It's worth Hashem to go through all that suffering, kiviyachol, in order to get us to go back to Olam Haba, having earned what we can get to do. And all the suffering is very carefully meted out and very specific. I think that's a good place to stop. No?
Yeah, 1 minute really.